Blog Talk Radio.
Happy that you were able to come and join us, and welcome to Miracle Internet Church. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And we meet on Sundays as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You know, it's interesting, saints, when you have to walk by faith with the Lord. When you don't exactly know how it's going to turn out, but you know he's promised to take care of the situation. You have to choose to believe the Lord. You have to choose to give him faith, no matter what the circumstances are speaking to you. God is a man of his word. He keeps his word. He is faithful to thousands of generations. And we need to keep that in mind when challenges come our way, that no matter what else happens, God is faithful to his word. Amen? And we should learn to expect that from him. Yes, there are times when we fail him, but he never fails because there's no failure in him. Amen? So whatever you're facing, whatever situations may have presented themselves, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. The overcomer lives in us, and he has already overcome the world. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says to count it all joy when we have different trials and temptations and troubles and persecutions. Count it all joy. Amen? That's a commandment, not a suggestion. So let's obey the word. Amen? Praise God. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners, regardless to how you found us, whether somebody introduced you personally or you just happened to run across us on the Internet, we welcome you in the name of the Lord. Amen? We invite everyone to join us in our chat room, in our holy, sanctified chat room that is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Go down the left side of the page, click that link, MIC Radio Chat. Go down the left side of the page under the word viewers. There's a circular icon with a stick in it, looks like. Click that and sign in. We simply ask that you do not use your telephone number or your email address as your username. And just sign in and greet everyone in the name of the Lord. You will find out that someone will respond to you. We are all friendly, loving, and holy people. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And those of you that are on a cellular device, an Android cell phone or an iPhone, you may do the same. You can sign in to MiracleInternetChurch.com. And when the page comes up, those three white bars across that black background, that's your link. Click that, and it will open up all the other links to you. Now, if you're on a computer, you may also open up a second window of MiracleInternetChurch.com, and in the second window, click Blog Talk Archive Sermons. When the page comes up, scroll down to Upcoming Broadcasts and click that big arrow right in the middle of the page. That should be tonight's message. Amen? And you can listen through your computer in Jesus' name. So we welcome everyone. In the name of the Lord, we pray that you've had time this week to go to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and put in your agreement with the prayer request. Amen. God is blessing us. If you notice something a little different about the webpage, it's because this is our scheduled maintenance time. So you're going to find things a little different. We have one link that's missing. But don't worry about that. Just calm down and come back a little later. We're having some work done in the background. The Helping Hands Ministry is helping us out. And so we're getting some work done. Amen? You know, periodically, you have to do maintenance. So this is the time for maintenance. All we ask is that you pray for us and plead the blood of Jesus over our maintenance and thank the Lord for everything he does. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So those of you later on, probably some other people will come up and they'll not know why a certain link is there. Just tell them. We're under maintenance this weekend. Amen. Praise the Lord. Also, you know, our fast is going to begin. Where's my calendar? Here it is. Our fast begins at 12:01 a.m. on March 24th. March 24th, that's on a Wednesday, and whatever your time zone is. Amen. And it is continuous all the way through March 29th at midnight, continuous. All of the food dietary allowances have already been listed in the MIC radio chat. And if you missed that, please scroll on back and keep going back to Wednesday night and you'll find them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Also, Pastor accidentally left a couple of things out. So here it is. On the things that are not allowed, you should add sushi and high fructose corn. That out accidentally. Please forgive, Pastor. It was the head and not the heart. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And remember, saints, that the Lord, when and your how much of the allowed things is determined by the Lord. You say, what do you mean by that? Okay, you're used to getting up Thursday morning, eating grits at 8:05 a.m. sharp. Well, your when you get to do it is determined by the Lord. I know that's what you might usually do, but you have to check that out with the Lord. And your how much of it you get to eat is determined by the Lord as well. And that's the case for every time it's time to put something in your mouth called food. Amen? So that's what Pastor means by that. And if you scroll up, you'll find it's in my FYI somewhere back there this week that I put in the MIC radio chat. Amen? Amen. So I hope that was plain enough and that I did not confuse anyone. That's not my intent to confuse. Praise the Lord. I'm so proud of everyone. Most of you have caught on and you're going to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room to put your prayer request or your agreement or both in. Amen. Praise the Lord. And also, some of you are coming up to check out the MIC radio chat to see if Pastor left a note. Please continue to do that, all right? Please continue to do that because Pastor's forever putting things up there. Amen? Also, our reading on our fast is going to be the book of Genesis. And you say, well, Pastor, that's a big book to read. Well, that's what the Lord said. He said, read the book of Genesis. So just plow in, read the book of Genesis, and do your very best. Amen? That's what the Lord will expect, for you to do your very best. So our reading during the fast is going to be the book of Genesis. Everybody can find that because it's in the beginning of the Bible. Amen? It's the first book. So that's how that is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me see. All righty. I pray that you took all those notes down and you have it, and you have it ready so you won't forget, because sometimes Pastor gets busy and she forgets to say things. Not intentionally. It just sort of happens. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Amen. Holy Spirit, if I forgot an announcement, please bring it back to me before we get off tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for grace. We thank you for the blessings of the covenant. We thank you for your very presence in our midst, because the Bible says where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in our midst. We love you, Lord. We give our hearts and our lives and our efforts and our energies to you and to your kingdom first. And we thank you for the privilege and the honor of being allowed to become Christians while we're yet in the earth. Amen. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for the blood that Jesus Christ shed on Calvary for our sins. We want to thank you for your wall of fire with your glory in the midst that surrounds us wherever we are. We bind Satan the strong man, and we take every territory in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord, for your mercy toward us. It is so great. For your grace that you pour every day, for your everlasting love, we want to thank you, Father, and we bless your name. We also, Father, want to thank you for the grace to fast in Jesus' name. There's some of us, Lord, this may be our first fast. Some of us, they may be like me, well-seasoned in fasting. But, Lord, regardless, we all need your grace in order to accomplish this. The Bible says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And that is the truth, Lord. We can do nothing without you. Without you, we can do nothing at all. So, Lord, whether this is our first fast or we're seasoned fasters, Lord, we are coming before you asking for your grace, for your intervention, for your help, for your strength, for your wisdom, for your instruction in fasting. We seek to please you and not ourselves, Lord. We seek to please you and not ourselves. We're coming before you, Lord, humbling ourselves and thanking you for the work that you will do in each of our lives and in our hearts as we come before you and receive of your word, your grace, and your tender mercies, Lord. We humble ourselves and we offer this sacrifice. Yes, it's a sacrifice, but it's a sacrifice done willingly. We desire to please you. We desire to move forward in you. We desire for our lives to line up with the Word of God. We desire to overcome in our weak places. We desire to be the people of God, chosen by God, to show forth his grace, his power, and his love in the earth, Lord. We thank you for every opportunity to give our testimony and our witness to those who do not know you. And we pray, Lord, that during this season, during these few days that we're going to fast, that you're going to use us to do just that. We give you praise, Lord, and we thank you, Father. We thank you for the armor of God, Father. And we thank you that you have called us to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Yes, we'll do this fast through Christ Jesus our Lord, for he is our strength and our salvation. We thank you that all of our needs are already supplied. And we give you praise, Lord, because you are our shepherd and we shall not want. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man and all of his evil angels, all evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in the name of Jesus. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ, and we come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked polities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, all reporting, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all technology demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water spirits, marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone devils, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger, hypnotic trance devils, and all of their attacks in the name of Jesus Christ. And we send them back, Father, according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu and Indian practices in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind hyperactivity, racing mind, inattention, and impulsivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we play feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement. We bind false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Jezebelic and Ahab practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, psi, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral projection, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, defilement by wizards. In Jesus' name, we bind spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, and the king of pride. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, and soulish sacrifices. No shed blood of any believer in Jesus Christ, any saint, can be used as a blood sacrifice for the enemy. In Jesus' name, we bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, temptation to sin, in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we give you praise. We bind all foreign voices in Jesus' name. We bind Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Mammon, Apollyon, Zeus, Baphomet, and his 72, Neptune, Python, Basilic, and Moloch. And we chain them with eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce them and renounce them. and loose ourselves from them in the name of Jesus. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, whom we serve and obey. Peace of Jerusalem for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, Lord, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you and we give you praise, Father. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind the works of every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, shaman, sorcerer, and the like in the name of Jesus. We break the power of all curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms, fetishes, all psychic prayers and thoughts, all sorcery, magic, and voodoo, all mind control and brain frequency meditation, jinxes, potions, bewitchments, death and destruction, all spells, especially love spells, in Jesus' name. All death, destruction, sickness, pain, and torment, all incense and candle burning, incantations, chantings, hoodoo, ungodly blessings, root works in every form, order, and rank of witchcraft, including tribal rituals, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your protection over us. We release Psalm 91 over all your people, Lord God. We stand on your word. We take authority over all demons of the night. We bind all bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, or anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams. And we command them to stay away. We take authority, dominion, and power over everything that was in a dream in Jesus' name. Anything that was fed to us in a dream, even fruit, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we send that poison back where it came from in the name of Jesus. Any and everything fed to us in everybody, deep breath and cough. Everything fed to us in any dream, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it into the cage and send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus. Everybody cough right now. In Jesus' name. Come up and out of everybody in the name of Jesus Christ. Pull out those voodoo pins in the name of Jesus Christ. We send them back wherever they came from according to the covenant. All needles, spears, fiery darts, everything done to us, we pull it out in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send it back in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over vampire spirits that attempt to suck our energy and our blood in Jesus' name. We bind up the weakness that is left in our bodies after we've been attacked by a demon in Jesus' name. We command it to come up and out in the name of Jesus and go back where it came from according to the covenant in Jesus' name. All of that feeling of tiredness and drained and weakness and weariness, we take authority, dominion, and power over it in Jesus' name. We bind it and we send it right back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. The joy of the Lord is our strength, releasing the joy of the Lord over the people of God. Releasing the joy of the Lord into the people of God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. releasing the joy of the Lord. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Father, we bind up all that extra witchcraft that has come because of the high days and every kind of religion that's false all over the world is claiming that this is their holy time in the name of Jesus Christ. We break that power up in the name of Jesus. We return all of those chantings and everything else, all those works and rituals and powers that are worked during this season. We return it where it came from in the name of Jesus, according to the covenant. It cannot remain over your people. We ask you, Father, to sweep our atmosphere with the blood of Jesus Christ. Come through with the blood, Father. Sweep us with the blood of Jesus. Submerge us under your blood. Fire of God, come upon your people. In the name of hallelujah. Rike bo rohola le ria sahara ka gia shi yerra kohre le ese tera brig. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Rusa tera brika diri brisha. Helmet of salvation. Helmet of salvation. Urragaha. Yerri gise tera brika le ria sa. Rike tera loins girt about with truth. Erraga breastplate of righteousness. Shield of faith, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Sword of the spirit, hallelujah. Covered in your glory. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We bless the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the restoration. Thank you for the strength. Thank you for the energy. Thank you for the power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. You know, Lord, you always come to our rescue. Amen. You always come to our rescue. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We're never left alone. For those of you who joined us a little late and you missed the announcement, if you come up and there's something that you're looking for on the website and you can't find it or things aren't working perfectly, it's because this is our maintenance time. And so we ask for a little your indulgence and your patience while the Helping Hands Ministry works in the background. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for the Helping Hands Ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And the Bible is called the Ministry of Helps. Amen. The Lord. And we have helping hands in Jesus' name. Amen. We just love the Lord. Amen. So tonight, our featured psalm is Psalm 5. Our featured psalm is Psalm 5. And our featured ebook is Keeping Your Deliverance Bible Study. I've already posted that up in the announcements that come up just before we begin. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. Amen, amen, amen. So, saints, God wants to talk, and so this is what God has to say. Don't worry. Praise the Lord. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to stop worrying. He wants us to praise him instead. Amen? Amen. And 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning in verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning in verse 5. And the Lord says to his people, and be clothed with humility. Sometimes we get tired and we don't feel like being humble. But you know, saints, we don't live by feelings. We walk by faith. Amen? For God resisteth the proud. God stands afar off from us when we want to be proud. He won't jump right in the situation with us. Says God resisteth us if we're proud and giveth grace to the humble. So we need grace for our fast. We need to be humble. Amen. He says, humble yourself. That's right. It's something you do. Humble yourself. Therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you when? In due time, not when you complain the most. In due time. And how shall you go about this humbling that the Lord is asking for? He says in verse 7, by casting all your care upon him. And he means all of it, not just the parts you want to give him. That's what he wants us to do in humbling ourselves. Why? Because he cares for us. So he's saying that if you keep walking around carrying all your care, you're walking in pride. And he's not honoring your pride. He wants some humility. He wants us to be clothed in this humility. It's what we wear. Amen? It's what we wear. And how are we going to do it? Well, yes, we're fasting, but we are casting all of our care, the whole of our care, every little simple thing, every little medium thing, every little extra large thing, and every jumbo thing, everything, we're casting all of our care upon him. He says we're to be sober, we're to be paying attention, we're supposed to be vigilant. Why? Because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, is walking around seeking whom he may devour. And speaking of that being the high days, you need to keep your pets inside with you. Amen? That's right. Your pet shouldn't be wandering out in the neighborhood seeing if they can become the next sacrifice for some Satanist. Okay? Let's be serious, saints. In whom resist steadfast in the faith. He didn't say you could resist him in your feelings. He said resist steadfast in the faith, not wavering in your flesh. Amen. That's what it says. Knowing that the same afflictions in your brethren that are in the world. You are not the only person going through this. There are people all over the world going through the same thing. And guess what they're doing? They're humbling themselves. They're casting all their care upon him. They're being sober and they're being vigilant. And they're being steadfast in the faith. And guess what? So can you. That's right. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord has more to say to us concerning the sin of worry, anxiety, care, stress, and fear. Yes, the Lord has quite a bit to say to us. Amen. Amen. Now in 1 Samuel, we're going to be going to 1 Samuel in a little while, so go ahead and turn there. 1 Samuel, we're going to be going to 1 Samuel in a little bit. Living in a cycle of worry is one of the major tactics of Satan to keep believers living in defeat. So if you're worried, you're already defeated. But it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to stay that way. He has been diligent. The enemy has been diligent in tormenting and oppressing the minds of the saints. Yes, he does that. He comes and he torments you with stuff you can't figure out what to do, how to do, where'd this come from, and look, here comes one more thing. And he uses the pressure to oppress the minds of the saints. He does. Most people are bound up in doubt, in unbelief, in fear and worry. If you're forever in doubt, in unbelief, in fear and constant worry, you are not free. You are bound. You might think you're free or tell people you're free, but you are not free. You are bound in sin. That is right. You are bound in sin. Because when we give in to worry, we give the enemy the ability to disarm us of the sword of the Spirit. That's right. When we give in to worry, we open the door. Remember we talked about open doors that need to be closed? We give the enemy the ability to disarm us of the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That's dangerous. That's extremely dangerous. You see, our power is found in the Word of God. Our power, the power that believers have, is found in the Word of God. It's directly connected to the Word of God. That's right. Jesus said when he faced Satan, "It is written." That's right. Jesus Christ, when in the wilderness being tempted by the devil, he said, "It is written." So the power that we receive from heaven is directly connected to the Word of God. Satan cannot defeat the Word of God. Let me say that again. Satan cannot defeat the Word of God. Therefore, you have been instructed to include the scriptures that apply to your prayer requests in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. That's right. We come into agreement with the Word of God. That's right. That's extremely important, saints. Very, very important. To include the scriptures that apply to your prayer request, because we come together in agreement with the Lord on the Word of God. Amen? When worry overtakes your mind, you are unable to release faith in the Word. Why? Because you're bound. You're all wrapped up and bound and can't move like somebody in a straitjacket. And so you can't operate in faith the way you normally would. The enemy showers us with rounds of ammunition of worry, first one thing, then another, so that the word does not produce the desired fruit or productivity in our lives. That's right. Don't allow him to get away with it, saints. Stop it now. Just stop it right now. Take authority over your thought life. Bind every thought, as we teach, in Jesus' name. Matthew 18:18 says you can do that. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 tells you what to do. You have to cast down those imaginations, and you have to keep at it, and you have to do it all the time, and you have to do it consistently. You get the best results when you do it consistently. Amen? Amen. We have already exposed the enemy's plan. We've talked about this many times. He steals the word of God out of our hearts. That's one of his strategic weapons against us. He is a thief, and he'll steal the word out of our heart. So that's why we teach you to play the word of God 24/7 in your environment, wherever you are. If you're home, have it playing. If you're in your car, have it playing. Have it playing around you as much as possible. Play the word of God. You'd be amazed how much more word you get into you doing that. You can't always be sitting there with your Bible open reading it, but you can have the word playing over you, and it makes a difference. The demons don't like the scriptures. They certainly don't like the King James Version. The demons do not like it. They don't think it's cute or fun. So you should use that. You should use that to help yourself, amen, especially when you're going to sleep or you're nodding off or you're resting. It helps saints to keep the word of God playing over you. You say, well, I have to go to sleep. If it's talking all the time, how can I go to sleep? Well, turn it down kind of low. You don't have to have it blaring all over the place. Just turn it down low and go on to sleep, amen. Your spirit man still receives the word even while you're sleeping. Amen? If that doesn't do it, then the enemy will hide the word by bringing troubles and persecution before you develop an understanding of what the Lord is teaching us. Amen? The truth. Some people are just too proud to do certain things. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So if you're a person trying to come out of witchcraft and you're full of rebellion, you're still full of witchcraft. If you're a person trying to come out or be disconnected from witchcraft and you're full of rebellion, you're still in witchcraft. And one of the reasons you have problems is because witchcraft works in the mind. And so your mind is still full of witchcraft if it's still full of rebellion. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. That's right. I want it my way. That's the voice of idolatry. When you're stubborn, you're saying, I'm not moving, I'm not changing, no matter what. Well, when God says it's time to change, whether you like it or not, it's time to change. Amen? And he says, if you reject the word of the Lord, there'll be some rejecting that you reap from him. Amen? If you reject the word of the Lord, there'll be some rejecting that you reap from the Lord. So, these are serious matters, and we need to take it to heart so that we remember these things when we're being attacked. Amen? The disciples had their eyes on their circumstances. Yes, they did. You can think of those instances in the Gospels when the disciples really had their eyes on their circumstances and on the fierce storm. You remember that. They were so busy fighting the waves and bailing the water out of the boat that they forgot that Jesus was on the boat with them. They were so busy trying to do what they could do about the circumstance and about the issue, they completely forgot that Jesus was on the boat sound asleep. And sometimes we act the very same way. We're so busy trying to do everything we think we can do about the problem, we forget Jesus is right here in us. He's with us. He's in us. We haven't even consulted him. We're just gone into, let's do what I can do. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to do that. What do I do about this? What do I do about that? All right. We're supposed to be walking in his peace. Their minds were so full worry and doubt that they were unable to release their faith to believe for a miracle in their own lives. They just couldn't get a grip. They was too busy worrying about this, trying to get the water out of the boat, trying to do this. They were working hard at it, saints. They were giving it their all and getting exhausted. Yet they had seen Jesus perform many miracles among the people. But the more they kept their eyes on their circumstances, the more worried they became. And isn't that how we behave? The more we're focused on the circumstances and what came in the mail and what didn't come in the mail and what so-and-so is saying and what this one thinks and what they're going to decide and how this is going to come out and on and on and on it goes, the less we think about the word and about the Lord. Amen? We get all churned up in the situation, but we haven't really sat down before the Lord. Amen? So you see, saints, it's important for us to keep our focus on the Lord. Now, if that's not enough, then here come the cares of everyday living. You know the 1-2-3 punch. Satan comes with his foolishness in the circumstances. Then comes this, then comes that, and the next thing you know, he's come to punch you and knock you out. By the time the enemy does all that, most saints can't even find their faith, much less to put it to work. Fear and doubt come marching in the door too. That's right. Fear and doubt come marching in the door if we get into worry and stress and anxiety. Unbelief is right there going, mm-hmm. You see, we can't entertain these demons because that's what they are. They're demons. Amen? We can't do that. Fear and doubt come marching in the door, and worry causes Christians to be double-minded. Double-minded? Yes. We are not to be in doubt in our heart. This is a sin. And the Bible says that if we're double-minded, we should not expect to receive anything of the Lord. So we can't afford to get into worry and anxiety. We need to receive what we need from the Lord. We can't afford to indulge these demons. We can't afford to let them get a foothold. We can't allow them to build strongholds in our minds and in our lives. Emergencies pop up when we least expect them, and we need to be free to operate in our faith. We have to be free to walk in faith. We can't be bound up in sin. Amen? I don't know if I can stress that enough. The double-minded should not think that they will receive anything from the Lord. Why? They have paralyzed faith. What faith they have is now paralyzed. And what good is paralyzed faith going to do for you? Amen? Get rid of the, I know that God can do it, but will he do it for me? That's not where you ought to be, saints. Sour. So, to the tither, that's right, to the tither, Jesus says, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. In Malachi chapter 3, beginning with verse 10, Malachi chapter 3, that's the last book in the Old Testament, just before Matthew. Malachi chapter 3, beginning with verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. That's right. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies of the kingdom of God. That's who's saying that to you. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. You shouldn't be having miscarriages, because it says, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time. Amen? Amen. He says to prove him now. But that's a promise to those who tithe and give offering. That's right. That's who that promise is to. Amen? And we honor the Lord that way. The enemy attacks us through our circumstances. When we have become overwhelmed, our use of our faith is paralyzed, and we are no longer able to maintain our confidence in the Lord and his word. A mind that is full of worry and doubt panics. That's right. A mind that is full of worry and doubt and unbelief panics. The heart and mind has become gripped with fear. By the way, fear is sin. Frantic, exhausted, worried, and gripped in sin. All that the sinful mind can believe is the worst possible out that is not the plan of God. Amen. So this is not the condition that we want to be found in, church. That's not what we want in our lives. We want to walk in faith. Amen? In Mark chapter 4, Jesus says, Mark chapter 4, verse 40. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Go to Mark 4. Let's go to Mark 4. Let's take a minute. We're not rushing. Because we have to see how other people dealt with it. Amen? Amen. And I'm going to start in verse 30. Mark chapter 4, verse 40, and I'm starting in verse 30. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becomes greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Amen. The kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed. It's sown in the earth, and at that point, it appears to be less than the rest of the seeds. But when it's sown, it grows up, and it becomes greater than all the others. And in verse 35, it says, and the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. He gave a directive. He gave a command. Jesus said, let us go to the other side. He didn't say, let us try to go. Let us attempt to go. Let us plan to go. He said, let us go to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind. There are your circumstances. And the waves beat unto the ship, so that it was now full. Now these people were accustomed to being out on the water. Several of them were commercial fishermen, so water did not scare them, you see. But there is a great storm that came up, and the waves were so strong and so powerful and so high that they filled the boat with water. Now, it takes something for a commercial fisherman to panic in a storm in water. They know how to maneuver in that kind of circumstance. But let's watch this. It says, the waves beat so that now the boat was full. They became overwhelmed and overcome by the storm. And he was in the hinder part, or the stern part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Jesus, asleep on a pillow in a storm. They were so busy trying to bail the water out, they had forgotten that he was back there. They had forgotten that he was on the ship with them. And they awaked him. They got him up after a while and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly. See? So the Lord's trying to show us how we act when we're full of doubt and unbelief and worry, and I don't know if he's going to do it, or he did it before. I don't know if he's going to do it this time. And all of that, the Lord's trying to show us what's really happening when that happens. Amen? You see, when the circumstances or problems of life are beating against us, we feel like we are in a fierce storm. As the problems come crashing down upon us, sweeping over us like a huge wave of the sea, it may look as though drowning is inevitable. So we try to do everything that we can in our own strength to solve our problems. While our minds are controlled by worry, fears, and doubt. At this point, Satan has a vice grip on our thought life, and our mind is in constant turmoil. Because as soon as one thing happens, here comes something else. And as soon as you try to get a little understanding of what's really going on, here comes something else. And then here comes something else. It's like an avalanche of problems at one time. So, you're playing your praise music, sure enough, but you can't really hear it enough to focus on the praise and worship. Why? Because you're being overcome by this deluge of problems and circumstances and issues. He's got you off of your steady stance of faith in the Lord. Can't even seem to break through when you're in a praise service, in a church service. You're so caught up with your problems. It's like a cloud all over your head, and it's all over around your neck, and it's everywhere, and you just can't seem to fight your way out of it. So next, this is what most people do now. Here comes the pity party and the whining. Jesus, can't you see all of this? Why are you letting this happen to me? That's what the disciples said. They said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Don't you care? Of course he cares. But you see, you're so caught up in it that you forgot he's on the boat with you. That's what happened. So you said, I did my warfare and nothing happened. This always happens to me. You don't talk to me the way you do to Pastor Sabrina. Why are you always showing her things? Why do you side with her and not with me? And Jesus is still asking in Mark chapter 4, verse 40, why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? You know, that's not the time to compare yourself to Pastor Sabrina. That's the time to get your issues straight with the Lord. Amen? In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This is not the time to worry about what you think you might be expecting in the mail. By the way, the IRS has extended this tax preparation season. You know, they did it last year. They did it again this year. So there's a new date. It's not April the whatever it usually is. It's somewhere later. So if you thought you were going to get your refund in 5 minutes, they may not be in such a hurry. Either you're going to keep your eyes on where is my refund, or you're going to keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. You can't do the same at both at the same time. It doesn't work that way. Either you're going to trust the Lord for your provision, or you're going to be with your nose every day trying to see, do I have it now? Do I have it now? Do I have it now? What are you going to do? It matters what you choose to do. Amen? It does. It matters. You see, Jesus is still waiting for your answer to his question. His question is, why are you so fearful? And how is it that you have no faith? He's waiting for an answer, saint. He's waiting. He wants to talk to you. Don't ignore him. That's not going to help, and that's not going to improve the situation. Talk to him. He loves you. Amen? And he doesn't mean why and murmur and complain. No. He means to come to him with a humble heart and a meek mind, willing to receive his correction and his instructions. A repentant heart. Brokenness over the fact that you've sat there and allowed the devil to run you in circles while you chase your own tail. That's right. It is so. It's the truth. It's not like you're the first Christian to ever do that. You're not. Almost every Christian has done that at some point. However, you can't keep doing that. We've got to do better. We've got to grow up. Amen? Amen. It's so. So, you've been with Miracle Internet Church for some time now, and you've read the prayer request, and you've heard the miracle praise report. You've heard the scriptures preached and expounded so that you could easily understand. And still, you are not walking in faith as the Lord would have you to do. You see, the Lord is not comparing you to somebody else in the body of Christ. He teaches us in the Word not to do that. He says it's not wise. He's talking to you about the Word he's given to you. He's talking to you about where you are and what you're doing about it. Amen? It's time to come clean with the Lord. That's what he's saying. It doesn't mean you're supposed to say, oh, I'm sorry. No. This is where you open your heart and let him deal with you. Amen? Amen. This is the place where you open your heart and allow the Lord to dig around inside there and pull it out and show you what you're really doing and why you're really doing it. Amen. It's important for us to have a little talk with Jesus. It's important to bring the truth when we have a little talk with Jesus. It's important to bring the word when we have a little talk with Jesus. Because if we don't bring the truth, then that little talk with Jesus won't just make it all right. You can't just come with your fear. You got to go pull out the scriptures. You got to bring some truth. Amen? Amen. It's so. He loves us. He knows that we're human. He knows that humans are prone to error. He knows that we can't do anything without him. But he still wants us to come to him and come clean. Amen? That's what he wants. And he wants us to be willing and ready to change. Amen? He wants this, and we should give it to him. He's done everything for us, everything. We ought to be willing to obey the Lord. But you can't do that if you're going to hold on to pride. And you're going to figure it out yourself and work it out yourself, and I do it myself. Well, that won't work, saint. That won't work. It won't. You see, what more can Jesus do? What more? He's already suffered. He's already bled. He's already died. And he already rose from the grave. Is this not enough for us? Is it enough? It ought to be. We ought to consider this. In Hebrews chapter 4, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached. Yes, Lord, we've had the gospel preached to us, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. Why not? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. And if you're tied and bound up in the straitjacket of worry, anxiety, doubt, unbelief, and fear, you're not free to mix your faith with the word so that God can give the results that you need. The wind blows, the wind of adversity comes by, and it just knocks you over. Why? Because you're all tied up in knots of sin. The demons have got you all bound up. And that just won't work. That just is not how the kingdom works. The kingdom works, and faith works by love. That's right. Faith works by love. You love the Lord enough to obey him. Faith works by love. So, faith praises the Lord. Faith hopes in his word. Faith trusts the character and nature of our God. 10, verse 25. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And guess what? And the prisoners heard them, because Paul and Silas were in prison. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God while they were in prison with all the other prisoners. And they were not ashamed of their praises because the other prisoners heard them. Amen? In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. The Lord says for us to be speaking to ourselves in psalms. We give you a featured psalm every broadcast during the week. And hymns. Sometimes we get a hymn right in the middle of the sermon. And spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Faith has praise. Amen? Faith has a melody in the heart. Amen. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. And let your conversation or lifestyle be without covetousness. You don't have to have everything just the way you think you want it. Sometimes we need to humble ourselves and accept what God provides at the moment, being grateful to have a provision. Amen? They might not be the spouse you had hoped they would turn out to be, but maybe if you keep believing the Lord, maybe if you keep changing and becoming more like Jesus Christ, maybe if you put your relationship in the hands of the Holy Spirit, maybe if you do spiritual warfare out of love and not out of contention, maybe God can work a miracle in your relationship. Just maybe. Just maybe. And be content with such things as you have. Well, I don't want this situation. I didn't plan it. It isn't what I want. It isn't the way I want. It's not turning out. It doesn't look like what. Learn to humble yourself and stop making so many demands. Sometimes you need to learn to accept certain things until the time God changes that thing. Sometimes you need to humble yourself and accept certain things until God changes that thing. And you need not have your mouth all poked out and have a bad attitude. That doesn't bring the blessing. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen? You know, I know somebody who had a certain situation, and he was forever getting frustrated with it. Well, God answers all my prayers, but he won't answer this one. God answers all my prayers, but he won't do this one thing. God did on and on and on and on and on and on and on, but he won't do this. And so we kept encouraging that person, kept encouraging them, kept telling them, keep seeking the Lord, keep seeking the Lord, keep seeking the Lord. Come on, get out of, don't get into pity parties. Don't pout. Don't be upset. Just praise the Lord and keep doing what you know is right. And one day the Lord revealed to that person where they were missing it. It wasn't that God wasn't faithful. They were missing it. And when they made the correction, the blessings followed. In 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 50. 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 50. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen. It didn't say just in church. It specifically says, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. I will sing praises unto thy name. First Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. First Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Well, you get at least two psalms a week. Well, I don't know the tune. Make one up. Make one up. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Why? Because if you focus your mind and sing to the Lord and praise him with psalms and begin to talk of how great and marvelous and wonderful he is, you see God so much better and your issues begin to fade away. They're not the center of your focus and your vision becomes a lot better. Amen. Psalm 21, verse 13. Psalm 21, verse 13. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. So will we sing and praise thy power. You know, saints, you ought to meditate on these scriptures. You ought to think about them while you're washing out the hand laundry. You ought to think about it while you're gathering the trash together. You ought to think about it while you're making up the bed. You ought to think about it while you're putting the dishes in the dishwasher. Amen? While you're sprinkling the fertilizer or the weed killer on the lawn, you ought to think about it. You ought to think about what God is saying. Amen? Good time to do that. Very good time to do that. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. That's who we are. That's who we are. Why? That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's why. That's why we're a chosen generation and a royal priesthood and a holy nation. That's why. Amen. That is why. Second Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 22. And when they began to sing and to pray, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Really? Yes. Praise is used in warfare. You see, when Judah began to sing and to praise the Lord, it didn't say Judah set ambushments. It says the Lord set ambushments against the enemy. And they were smitten. Why? Because Judah's faith was in her God, not in her own abilities. What about you? What about you? Habakkuk chapter 3. And we're going to begin at verse 17. You know, there's some people that no matter how much the Lord does for them, no matter how many miracles he has performed, regardless to how recent miracles have happened in their lives, in their present moment, they can't see any change. They can't tell that God is there. They're swallowed up in a pity party. Well, that was not the attitude of Habakkuk in chapter 3. Not at all. Here's the right attitude. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail. This is how they made their living, you see. And the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Now, saints, that's the attitude that God is looking for. Though what you were depending on isn't there to be depended on anymore, God is waiting to see if you will rejoice in him alone. He's waiting to see if you'll take joy just in him. He's waiting to see if he'll be enough for you, just him and no more. Amen? Sometimes people feel like they're fine as long as they have the Lord and the Lord and this, and the Lord and that, and the Lord and the other. There is a time to rejoice just in the Lord himself, even if the and is not there. Amen? It is so. In Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 11, Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 11, blessed are ye when men shall revile you or insult you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Yes, they lied on you and scandalized your name. They did it to him too. They did that to Jesus. Rejoice, 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 and be exceeding glad. Not just ordinary glad, exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You're not the only one. If they treated Jesus that way, they're going to treat us that way. It's part of our walk in the Lord. Amen. It's part of our walk in the Lord. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Think about these people that have been falsely arrested and falsely accused and gone to prison, and their whole lives is washed away in prison. and they did not commit the crime. They said they did not commit the crime, but they were prosecuted and their lives were stolen, and they spent their whole lives behind bars, and they're still innocent. They're just as innocent now as they were at the beginning. And then finally, 40, 50, 60 years later, somebody does some DNA work, some intern that's trying to get their degree, and they do some work, and they dig up some DNA, and they do this and do that and do the other, and they find out that the person was telling the truth all along. Think about it. Think about that. Think about also the ones that were innocent, and they were put to death anyway. They find out years later, after the person's already been executed and they're gone on, that they were not guilty, that it was somebody else. So fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. You see, saints, I've been talking to the saints, and I've been doing a little reading here. And they keep wavering on whether or not they're taking the shot or not taking the shot, or taking the shot or not taking the shot. You know, and I'm saying, Lord, the scriptures say the body is for the Lord. It belongs to him. It's just yours on loan, you see. So if you're borrowing somebody else's means of vehicle, you want to make changes to it, don't you have to ask them? Especially when they died on the cross to redeem your body, sold him before you just put anything into it? I mean, after all, it's not yours. You didn't make it. You were provided with one so you could live in the earth realm. Don't you have to consult him before you do something to it? Don't you? Don't you have to consult him about what you do with it? Don't you? Isn't he the Lord of your body? Isn't he? I'll leave that with you. In Luke chapter 6, beginning with verse 22, Luke chapter 6, beginning with verse 22, blessed are ye when men shall hate you. That's right. There are going to be people that hate you. Don't be so surprised. Well, I'm a nice person. Well, Jesus was a nice person. But that didn't stop people from hating him. And when they shall separate you from their company, when they reject you, don't be so surprised. They rejected Jesus. And shall reproach you and insult you and talk about you and gossip about you and say all kinds of things and act ugly. And cast out your name as evil. Yes, they talk about you behind your back, in front of your face, around the corner, wherever they can, for the Son of Man's sake. What are you supposed to do? Well, the Bible says rejoice in that day and leap for joy. There are your instructions. Rejoice. Leap for joy. That's what he says to do. Behold, your reward is great in heaven. It doesn't matter how old you are. You're supposed to rejoice and leap for joy. Amen. Yes, even in school. That's right. You're supposed to leap for joy. Why? Your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. There you are, picking on you in school. Rejoice, leap for joy. There. Uh-huh. That's what he says to do. That's what the Lord is looking for, saints. He's looking for us to act like Christians, not like scaredy cats. Amen? Amen. He's looking for us to reflect his glory in the earth. That's what he wants. He doesn't want us to fit in so that nobody can tell we're a Christian. That's not the idea. The idea is we're supposed to act like him. And people are supposed to be able to tell that we're different because we are. We belong to Jesus. Amen? There's nothing wrong with that difference. We're not sticking out because we wear our hair some strange color that nobody's ever seen before. No, not that kind of sticking out. Let the joy of the Lord come out of your life so that others can see it. Some people have never seen that before. They don't know it exists. Let the peace of God be all over you. There are people that all they do is fuss and fight at their house. They've never seen the peace of God on anybody. They've got to see it somewhere. Amen? Amen. So let the Lord use you, saints. He wants to. He wants to use you to bring people to him. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, the Lord is happy, and if all of you who haven't decided or forgot to think about the fact that we're going to have a fast, we're having a fast, and we're excited and happy about it, because the Lord's going to do miracles. He always does when we come before him and fast and pray and seek his face, and turn from our ugly little wicked ways. He's very happy about that. Amen. For those of you who missed it on Wednesday, I'm just going to give you, if I have time, I'll go over what's not allowed. Well, let's start with what's allowed, just in case you missed it. Allowed on our fast, I gave you the dates a little earlier, but if you were late, I'll give it again. Our fast starts on, where did I put it? Here it is. Wednesday, March 24th at 12:01 a.m. your time zone. And it goes continually through March 29th on a Monday at midnight. Not 11:59, midnight, your time zone. Amen? Now, the dietary part is that when the Lord allows and how much the Lord allows, we may have all seeds, peas, beans, vegetables, fruit, water, a minimum of 2 bottles of water a day, herbal teas, decaf coffee, milk. If it says on the container milk, it's milk. Even if it's powdered and you have to add water, it's milk. Berries, Holy Communion, oatmeal, Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt, G-R-E-E-K, Greek yogurt, not that sugary stuff, amen? Fish, fish or pork? Fish or pork? At the beginning, just before the fast begins on Wednesday. I suppose you would do this on Tuesday. You and the Lord will decide if you're going to use fish or pork as your meat on the fast. Because once you choose it, you can't change it. So you and the Lord have to decide if you're going to indulge in a meat that you're going to have fish or pork. So once the fast begins, what you decided, you and the Lord, that's the meat you take throughout the end of the fast. You don't get to switch back and forth. Amen. You may have eggs, 100% fruit juice, grits, polenta, fiber one is a cereal, farina, cream of wheat, porridge, cream, butter, not margarine, butter. Soups. Now, we talked about the soup thing. Say, for instance, you're eating fish chowder, and they stuck some bacon in it. Well, I suppose you're going to have to scoop out the bacon, okay? Because your soup has to line up with the rest of the fast, okay? Now, if you're having a soup that's got a pasta, like pasta fagioli, then you can have that pasta with the soup, okay? But you can't, like, have pasta like macaroni and cheese. No. Amen? If you have any questions, the Lord will help you, you know. Seasoning and condiments are per the Lord's approval. You may have potatoes and corn and vitamin supplements and biscuits and cornbread and dinner rolls and sandwich breads and toast and waffles. Doesn't mean you get to have all of it at one time. No, the Lord will help you to choose. This is just what is allowed, so you'll have something to choose from. Amen? Amen. Like you go to the restaurant and they have a menu, you don't order everything. You just order what the Lord says to order. Amen? So what's not allowed? We'll talk a little bit about that. Oh, by the way, in the list I forgot to put that the sushi and the high fructose corn syrup is not allowed. Also not allowed is beef, goat, lamb, rabbit, venison, deer, et cetera, et cetera. Chicken, capon, turkey, duck, guinea, geese, squab, et cetera, et cetera. Seafood, as in scallops, shrimp, crab, octopus, mussel, et cetera, et cetera. Beer, hard liquors, et cetera. Carbonated drinks, energy drinks, electrolyte drinks like Gatorade. Caffeinated coffee and drinks, no caffeine in any beverage. Fruit punch and Kool-Aid. Cereals, especially if sugar is listed in the first three ingredients. Those cereals are not allowed. Desserts are not allowed. Ice cream sandwiches, cakes, cookies, pies, etc. Frozen desserts, pastries, and popsicles. None of that. Snacks, candies, chips, pretzels, popcorn, jerkies, fruit wraps, chocolate, you know. The usual. Cheese, all cheese, cottage cheese, cream cheese, cheese whiz, shredded cheese, cheese substitute. Amen? Pastas, we talked about that, it's not included. rice, bagels, muffins, shortbreads, donuts, pancakes, no pancakes, broth, no chicken broth, no beef broth, and no turkey broth. Other broths are allowed, but not those. Miscellaneous, chewing gum, bubble gum, and gummy bears, which are not vitamins. And if you have any other questions, you can ask the Lord. Amen. No gummy bears that are not vitamins. That's right. That's right. There are grown-ups that take their vitamins as gummy bears. You know that because some of you do it. Amen. Yes, you do. It doesn't matter how old you are. All questions are to be directed to the Lord of the Fast. And your dietary allowances, remember that the when that you partake of those things which are allowed and the how much that you consume are not at your discretion. The when and the how much comes from the Lord. Amen? Amen. We are not visiting churches or Popeyes or Starbucks or Chick-fil-A or Burger King or Bojangles or those places. If I didn't list your favorite place, ask Jesus. He will tell you about it. Amen? So who is fasting? Well, as it says in the Bible, from the least to the greatest. That's right. In fact, in that particular fast in the Bible, even nursing babies had to fast. So there isn't anyone that's excluded. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We're not going to Kentucky Fried either. Not now. That'll be later on after the fast. And I firmly believe that the Lord is going to bless us mightily. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Saints, you're so funny sometimes. Amen. God is going to bless us. Amen. So this is a family activity, an activity for the family of God. And to tell you the truth, I'm looking forward to it. It's always a blessing to tune down. Now, another thing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I knew it was stuff I was forgetting. We're not playing video games on the fast. We're not sitting up under the TV like we can't get away from it. We're not living our whole life off of YouTube. That's right. We're supposed to be in the Word with the Lord, not focused everywhere else. That's right. That is the truth. We are not. We're putting first the kingdom of God and His righteousness so that all these things will be added to us. What things? Whatsoever things we need. We are not out running around pumping iron like that's all there is to do in life. Amen. And our reading is the book of Genesis. That's our reading. That's what we're supposed to read. And he's going to give me the scriptures for us to memorize, and I'll let you know when he gives me that. But we are not focusing on everything else. Amen. No, we're not focusing. We're focusing on the Lord. This is important. This is very important for our growth, our health, and our development. Amen. So we're going to give God our very best. And we're going to have a happy face. We're going to smile. We're going to praise the Lord. Amen. We are not up watching cartoons on Saturday morning. We're not fixed up under the TV. We're not. Amen. We're not. We're not watching little wizards and warlocks try to shoot a pretended power in the, other people or other things in the cartoons. We're not doing that. We're not sitting up there watching our favorite cooking show either. We're not watching murder mysteries and who shot JR and all that other stuff. We're not doing any of that. And there's going to be a time where we set our pets to the side and we put our faces in the scriptures. Amen. Amen. We have to put those things aside to focus on the Lord. So you like to watch them build houses on the TV. You want to go to the watch the woodworker show. Well, after the fast. Amen. Amen. It's the truth. Everybody has their little thing they like to do, and it's their little pastime. But right now, our time goes to Jesus. It's important. Amen. And he's worthy. He's deserving of it. So you like to go dig in the flower bed. Well, it's time to go talk to Jesus. Amen. It is. You know how it is. You have got your mind. It's on your calendar. You're supposed to go and clean out the flower bed. Well, Jesus says it's fasting time. Amen. It is. That's right, and we're happy about it. Amen. Yes, we are, because you know there's going to be some deliverance that you get, and you know you need it, and you ought to want it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is wonderful. We love being obedient, right? We love being obedient. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Because we're not going to sit and wallow in rebellion. Why? Because it's the sin of witchcraft, and we don't like that. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We're very good, saints. Very good. Pastor is proud of you. Amen. And I believe that the Lord will have a nice surprise for us soon. Praise the Lord. Now, for all of you who don't know, our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. I'll give it to you again. 319-527-6235 and press 1. We're going to our call-ins now, and when I call out your area code, you know that it's time for you to talk. Don't act like you're scared. You've been talking for a good bit now. You didn't just start talking, and God wants to deal with you. So area code 4844, we're coming to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hi,
hello.
Dr. Sabrina. Good night. Good night, Dr. Sabrina, to you and the team and the family listeners. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the negatives out and the thoughts of depression and things away from me. I've been seeing some literature and some verses dealing mainly with hope. So I'm focusing on that. And because the blood pressure is still up there, they've been giving me some pills, and I don't want them pills because they're giving me pills for blood pressure and pills for heart. And then things are not going sooner or later start bothering the kidneys. So I try not to take them, but the blood pressure is still here. I try to eat the type of food that would help as I read and try to educate myself. But I'm still bothered by the blood pressure. It's high, still high. I'm not eating like salt and them stuff, but I just can't get rid of it yet. I want to get rid of it.
All right. Well, some of us, you see, things happened in our family line. Okay?
Yes.
And it opened us up, or what they call predisposed us for certain diseases. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The enemy comes and takes advantage of that and attacks our body. But the Bible says that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we have been healed.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible says that you should go to the Lord and you should ask the Lord about this. You should seek the Lord about it. Ask the Lord if there are things that you're not doing that you ought to be doing, or things that you are doing that you should not be doing. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
There,
I understand.
Uh-huh. All right. So you felt led to go to the doctor about it. Okay? Many times the Lord uses the doctor. But what you do is you bind the devil in Jesus' name, and you ask the Lord to guide the doctor, that the advice and the counsel that the doctor gives you is the advice and the counsel of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So that's what you do. God knows that you don't want to take them forever, and he's going to work with you, but it's a progressive situation. It's a process. It's not like you punch a button and it's suddenly over all the time. You work with the Lord through the situation till he brings you out. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
You may not enjoy parts of it. I understand that. And he knows that too. But you trust him. And you follow his instructions to you, all right?
Yes.
And where you keep putting your prayer requests in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, we'll keep standing with you in prayer, and the Lord will bring you through this, okay?
Yes, okay.
Amen.
Heavenly
Father, go ahead. You wanted to say something else?
Yeah, I was gonna say I feel you might be, I might say intimidated for putting it on there all the time. I know I might be not right.
No, don't feel that way.
Also,
keep asking for help.
Okay.
The Bible says you have not because you ask not.
Okay.
Keep putting it up there.
I'm sure.
Over and over and over again. We're going to keep
I'm
praying.
Sure. I'm not sure.
Amen.
I will. Amen.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our brother has come before your throne, Lord, and he's placing his request. He wants you to heal him. He knows in his heart that he's healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, and we're in agreement with him. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to give him the wisdom and the understanding that he needs. We take authority, dominion, and power over the spirit coming down his family line that allow the enemy to attack his body in Jesus' name. We bind every weakness in his body in Jesus' name. The Bible says that as you are, Lord, so are we in this present world. The Bible says that you heal them all. And so, Lord, we're going to stand in agreement with him. We're standing on your word, knowing that you heal, that you're the Lord our God, who heals us. We bind those devils that have attacked his body in the name of Jesus Christ. We command them to go into the cage in the name of Jesus, and go to the feet of Jesus to be judged. Come out of him now. Deep breath and cough. Come out of him now. Hypertension. Come out of him now. High blood pressure. Come out of him now. Constricted blood veins and arteries. You're bound in Jesus' name. Side effects of the medications. Bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of his body. All those side effects from the medications. Come out of his body in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. Those spirits coming down the family lines, spirits that have been transferred, spirits of infirmity, spirits of weakness, spirits of malady, spirits of inflictions, come out in the name of Jesus. Go into the cage. Every disease state is bound in the name of Jesus. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. We speak to his blood pressure in the name of Jesus, and we command you to become normal in Jesus' name. We command his blood pressure to return to normal in the name of Jesus Christ. And every hindrance and every barrier to that we bind in the name of Jesus, and we command you to come out of his body right now in Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now in Jesus' name. Come out of the body. Come out of the body. Come out of the body in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come out of the body in Jesus' name. So we came to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of him. Every water demon is bound in Jesus' name. Fire of God to consume you now in the name of Jesus Christ. All those familiar spirits, those familiar infirmities coming down the family lines all the way back from Adam and Eve, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Break it in Jesus' name. Break it. Break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus. Loose his body. Loose his kidneys in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of his kidneys. Come out of his nephron. Glomerular filtration. Swelling, bound in Jesus' name. Witchcraft, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of him. Curses, broken and destroyed. Come out of him in Jesus' name. Headaches, bound in Jesus' name. Blood flow corrected in Jesus' name. Heart rhythm corrected in Jesus' name. Runga de la brisa de la bruca, gashi de su rubutu su robri, irisite de bre, brisa de la brusa de la bruca, according to the word of the Lord, riki si de bruce, ibaba, kurukuse de buha, yemumushe gise de ragasa, irkolelelia raka, si de la brusa de la brusa de la brusa, yimama, gushe de regise. He supplieth all of our needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Runda regi si yeraga baba. The eyes. Irusuturo bre cataracts bound in Jesus' name. Cataracts bound in Jesus' name. Cataracts bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of the people of God. Come out of God. Familiar spirits that bring cataracts, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Macular degeneration, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Diseases of the iris, bound in Jesus' name. Diseases of the retina, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of God's people. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. The blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. All those spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Poisons in the body, toxicity. toxicities in the body, bound in Jesus' name. Waste recycled in the body over and over. Waste recycled in the body over and over. You're bound. Come out in Jesus' name. Impurities bound in Jesus' name. Ruka de la brisha de la brisha de la diosa rakia. Yarrugo la diosa de la brisha. Waste material bound in Jesus' name. Open out. In the name of Jesus. Erru la diosa de la brisha de la brisha. Constipation is bound in Jesus' name. Diseases of the GI tract, the gastrointestinal tract, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Irregularity in the chemistry and electricity in the body, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Circadian rhythm. Break up and go. Kidney stone, break up and go. Get to the pass out of the body in Jesus' name. Break up and go in Jesus' name. Rukata, rukushunda, rekete, deshe, de, rukalele, rike, si, burushunda, rekete, deshe, de. Witchcraft, come out in the name of Jesus. Weaknesses in the internal organs. Weaknesses. You're bound in Jesus' name. The Bible says when we are weak, the Lord is strong. Come out in Jesus' name. Go bound to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Every weakness, every deficiency. Come out of the body in Jesus' name. Yes, Holy Spirit, you quicken even our mortal flesh in Jesus' name. The body is for the Lord. Leftovers from sexual sin. You devils, come out of the people of God. In Jesus' name. You residue from sexual sin. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. Come out of all God's people. Water devils, all these water devils in the people of God. Every water devil, every water serpent consumed in the fire of God. Every water spirit, every spirit from sorcery, from wizardry. You're bound in the name of Jesus. All wizardry, you're bound. Wizardry, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Potions, you're bound. Poisonings, you're bound. You're bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of the people of God. Come up and out of the people of God. Come out. You must come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. You cannot stay. The fire of God. The all-consuming fire of God. It's engulfing you, burning you out in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Thank you, warring angels. Warring against these demons in the name of Jesus Christ. Ungodly counsel, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Ungodly counsel, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Ungodly counsel, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of the people of God. Come into the cave, to the to Jesus for judgment. With the spears, voodoo spears, come out of the Africa. Voodoo spears. African voodoo spears, come out. African witchcraft, come out of the people of God. Come out of God's people. All that African and Asian and European and Indian witchcraft, come out of God's people in Jesus' name. You're bound. You must go. We take the territory. We bind the strong men. We bind the underneath of the strong men, and we pull you all out now in the name of Jesus. Legion, come out of the people of God. You're bound in Jesus' name. Legion, come out of the people of God. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Come up and out. Come out of their past. Come out of their conception. Come out of their childhood, their adolescence, their young adults, their now lives. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. Spirits that entered in with trauma and injury, you're bound. Spirits that came in through trauma and injury, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of your people. Come out of God's people. Allergies, you're bound in Jesus' name. Allergies, you're bound. Break infection, you're bound in Jesus' name. Cancer, you're bound in Jesus' name. Mold, you're bound in Jesus' name. Mildew, you're bound in Jesus' name. Yeast infections, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of the people of God. Come up and out of the people of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, come out. You can't stay there. Rusa la la, the fire of God. Break up and go. Break up and go in Jesus' name. Break up and go in the name of Jesus. Break up and go in the name of Jesus Christ. Break up and go. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. There's no place for you to stay. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. The temple is holy. The temple is holy. The temple is holy. Hallelujah. Come on out. Come out of the throat. Make yourself microscopic and come out in Jesus' name. Make yourself microscopic. Grow small and come out. We take your power from you. We take your power and transfer it to Jesus Christ. We take your power from you. Hallelujah. We take the ground from you in Jesus' name. Whoever that is that has pain behind the knee, the pain behind the knee, come out. That pain behind the knee, come up and out in Jesus' name. That rash. Bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Risa la nervioso robusta te da mala. That rash, that skin infestation. Dry skin. Scalp irritation. Bound in Jesus' name. Ricky, see that a breeze. Scalp, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Life. You're bound in Jesus' name. Parasite, you're bound in Jesus' name. Ringworm, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Out. Go into the cave. To the feet of Jesus for judgment. Ringworm, come out. Scabies, come out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise your holy name. Tapeworm, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Fungus in the nails. Come on out in the name of Jesus. You're bound. Every fungus. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of God. Rusala le dio furra gasta la breke de. Ri de la brusa baba baba shun de la brese le dia sa. Ri de si te la bruja le dia ha ha ha. Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we ask that you fill everyone with your precious Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, and Holy Fire, and burn these spirits out. Rupa Chi, take a deep breath and release your prayer languages in Jesus' name.
Shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of his children. I appreciate your patience with me, Lord, and you too, Dr. Sabrina. Thank you both. Praise the Lord. He is so wonderful. His name is wonderful, secret, wonderful, counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping us all to cast all our cares on you, because you care for us and take no anxious thought for tomorrow. And you know, that's something the Lord's been teaching me since I grew up in a family that liked to take anxious thought for tomorrow, that used to be controlled by fear. My whole family had that generational problem, and I found out from a ministry that that's one of the root causes of hypertension, is taking anxious thought for tomorrow. It's the end of Matthew chapter 6 after the Lord's Prayer. It says, take no anxious thought for tomorrow. So I thank you, Lord, for teaching me. Thank you for helping me, Lord, because I really need your help, Lord. I really do. We all need your help, Lord, in this time of need. We come boldly before your throne of grace with a big brother, Jesus. And what did you tell us to do? To fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. We thank you for your eyes. Your eyes are red with wine. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for your mercies that are new each and every day, even this day. Sometimes I've had problems when I wake up and the old man tries to come back and say, oh, you need to be worried about this or whatever. What do I do? If I can't just immediately cast my care on the Lord, I go have communion, because it says, we overcome the accuser of brethren by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. Love not our lives unto the death, because he is our life. We thank you for being our life, Lord. So, Lord, we ask for your help. You say you're a very present help in time of need. And many saints are in a time of need. And those that don't even yet know you, Lord, are those that think they're saints, whether they are or not, you know each one's heart. I don't even know my own heart like you do, Lord. You know each one of our hearts. You know what we're all thinking every moment. And I command every spirit of vain imagination to be bound, since the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to pulling down the strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I commit my works unto you, Lord, that my thoughts may be established in Jesus' name. Help me the way to pray and to do whatever it is you want me to do. You know, there's a pastor who liked to sing the song, Cast was a fix your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. We thank you for your glory, Lord, the glory of children of their fathers. Thank you, Father, for keeping us by the power of your name, just like it says in John 17:11. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. So the Lord is the sun and shield in, where is that? Psalm 84:11. The Lord God is the sun and shield. He will give grace and glory. He gives us himself. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Help us to look to you, Lord. And you guide us with your eye. You've been guiding Sabrina. You're teaching me, teaching all of us. And we thank you that you're no respecter of persons. Thank you for all the wonderful teachings you've given through Sabrina and Dr. Holliday and Brother Bill and all your saints. The wonderful prayers from the Global Prayer War. Some of the scriptures the saints find to put in their prayers are awesome. They encourage me tremendously. So I thank you for all the saints coming up in the Global Prayer Room. I give you praise for that, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You said if two of you on earth are touching anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father which is in heaven. I'm in agreement with the saints' prayers according to your will, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we know that God, our Savior, will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That word they're saved is sozo. Saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole, and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And you said in the end of Psalm 91, I claim all the benefits of Psalm 91 over each of us and all the members of the body of Christ and all their family members. Because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I love you, Lord. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And what? Christ is our life. It says in the beginning of Colossians chapter 3. And guess what? He has the power of an endless life. We've received the gift of eternal life. We know the wages of sin is death. We used to do that. We used to be worried and fretting and all that stuff. I certainly did enough of that. Help me, Jesus, to always walk in your spirit the way you want. For there's therefore now no condemnation of those who are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Thank you for the law of the spirit of life, Father. We ask you to make us all free. You said, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered. Because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I'll set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. You can't lie, Lord. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you, Lord. That fellow Simeon, who got to hold baby Jesus in his arms, as the Holy Spirit God, who said he was going to see his salvation before he left the earth, Father. We thank you that he got to see salvation, but he said all of us will see our salvation. You give us that promise. Where is that? No, it's in Luke 3:6, and it's also in the last book of the Bible, in Revelation 22:4. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. What is your name, Lord? Lamb. King of kings, we thank you, Lord, for your name being in our foreheads. We think about you, Lord. Thank you for sealing us with your Holy Spirit of promise. Father, we ask you to overturn all the bills in each state of the United States of America that would allow minors to have ungodly sexual relations with any adult, thus disallowing the parental rights to intervene. We ask for your divine intervention, Lord, because your hand's not too short to save. Your arm's not too short to redeem. You said ask. You said, if two of you on earth agree to anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. And God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Will he not do it? And as we're doing and have been and will continue to do what you're asking us to, make me and all of us willing and obedient to do what you want in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You said to the Father, not my will, but thy will be done. You submitted yourself to the Father, and Jesus said, apart from him, we can do nothing. His divine were his branches. We thank you, Lord, as we yield to you, Lord. Jesus says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you, in John 15:7. as we're abiding in you and you're abiding in us, we're asking what we will according to your will. And since we know you want all people to be saved, to be sozo, to be saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole, we ask you to save, heal, deliver, preserve, and make whole not only the brother who called in tonight, but all of us and all our family members and all those the saints have been interceding for in Jesus' name. Even all those standing for the truth, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for those in positions of authority. Thank you for Sabrina's prayers earlier tonight, Father. I'm in agreement with the prayers of all the saints, Father, according to your will. And we ask for your righteous judgment, Father God, that you'll overturn the ungodly plans of the enemy, the plans to use those in authority to try and do things that are displeasing to you, Lord. As Sabrina pointed out to us, what? No, you're not. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost was in you. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. What was that price? For we are redeemed not with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with incorruptible blood as of a lamb without spot or blemish. Oh, my. One drop of Jesus' blood is more precious than rubies, diamonds, emeralds, gold, silver, whatever people think is worth something, even so-called greenbacks. Thank you, Lord. Many people, Father God, that don't know, we ask you to have mercy on those in authority, including the pastors that have been under pressure to try and push this new experimental DNA changing vaccine or any of the ones, Father, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father God, to give the people in the body of Christ ears to hear, eyes to see, and new and understanding hearts, Father, that they'll listen. Because Jesus can't lie. He says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. In the voice of a stranger, they will not heed. Help the pastors to stop heeding the strange voices, Father God, and listen to your voice. We bind every spirit of ungodly control and manipulation trying to come down from the secular government, whether it's put there, by the will of the people or by the will of some demons. You know what's going on better than we do, Lord. We ask for your divine intervention, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. There we go. Thank you for helping me, Lord. Praise you, Lord. The heavens do rule, Lord. We've said that very clearly in many places in Daniel chapter 4, and it's also in the Psalms. You raise up one, you put down another, Father. And those that are trying to control people against your will, Father, the witches, because that's all witchcraft is trying to control people against their own will, especially the God-given will that you've given us, Father God. We ask you to deliver us from every one of those spirits trying to control anyone, including the pastors and those in the body of Christ, and any other area, in the synagogues or any other place, Father God, even in the nursing homes, Father God, in Jesus' name, and those in family members of those who, whatever, they think, well, I heard it on CNN. They think, well, they can't lie. Well, I went to Wikipedia. Who says Wikipedia is God? Well, I checked it out on Google. Well, does Google stand for God? No, I don't think it does. So, Father God, help people to look where you want them to look. Because it says that Jesus Christ has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And I don't know about any of those pastors, but I know I need continual sanctification. That's why I need the Word of God. That's one of the, I need the Holy Spirit to sanctify. I need the blood of Jesus to sanctify me, like you said in Hebrews 13. Might be around verse 12 or 13, because the blood helps sanctify us. The Holy Ghost sanctifies us. The Word of God and Father God sanctifies us. The first verse of Jude. Thank you, Lord, for sanctifying us. Thank you for helping all of us sanctify the pastors. Give them ears to hear, Father. Give them the wisdom to make the right choice. Help us all to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we ask to deliver all the children, all those in harm's way, in Jesus' name, including those being used by the demons, Father God. We prayed some time now for all the family members of the believer, the friends of the believer, the neighbors of the believer, and all the children, even those involved in emergency vehicle response and those who ever call for help and ever will call for help, including all the children, Father God, not just the United States, all over the globe, those involved with child trafficking. It's not restricted to the United States. It's not restricted to the southern border. We ask you, Father God, deliver all the children, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for hearing our prayers because we know you don't want any of the little ones to perish, Father God. In Jesus' name. And you tell us in Psalm 103 Verse 6, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. And we ask you to do so, and we're in agreement. And you said, if two of you on earth agree just anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father which is in heaven. We ask you, Father God, to raise up right the right people at the right time, Father God, and your obedient angels, warring angels, linking angels. We think of the angel of the Lord that encampeth round about them that have a holy fear of you, Lord, including the family members of every believer and all their descendants, Father God, in Jesus' name. Even as you've heard Pat Holliday's prayers for her descendants, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for sending your obedient angels to fight for all the children. In the scripture I referred to on Wednesday, in Matthew chapter 18, there it is, Lord, Matthew 18:10. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, Jesus says, which is in heaven. Thank you for giving guardian angels charge over all the children, Father God, the children that are in the body of Christ and those that are coming into the body of Christ, because we've prayed, and we prayed in faith, asking you to do so. And we know that's your will, because you said God our Savior will have all men, all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And you're the Father of the fatherless, Father God. You love the widows. You love the orphans. You love every human being you created in your image. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us for the sins of abortion, every other sin, Father God, the sins of apathy, the sins of that's somebody else's job. Help us all to know what our job is. But if we can make all, send the proper labors to all those involved, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for raising up those in the military, in the police, and other areas, Father God, in ICE, and other areas, Father God, in the Border Patrol, and in the state governments, and even the federal governments, those that have a heart to do what you want them to do, to protect and deliver their children, Father God, in Jesus' name, and all those in harm's way, Father God, in Jesus' name. We know, Father God, there's some people in some of these secret groups that serve the enemy, and maybe quite a few. But, Father, there's still some that actually have a holy reverence of God. They've heard that we're supposed to love our neighbors ourselves. And I know that's not very popular with many people in authority these days, Father God. We're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves. So I ask you to deliver all the children. And we're asking in agreement, Father, you raise up the people that you want and inspire them under your spirit to go and do what you want, Lord. And if that's me, send the proper labors to each one. Send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to those that are trying to harm the children, Father God. Send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. We pray for those that are despitefully using any one of us, any of those we've interceded for. Say, even as Sabrina referred to the scriptures, I think, in Luke 6:22, etc. We ask you to send the Holy Spirit to bring conviction. Draw them to the Lord Jesus, that those can be drawn, Father. Because it says nobody comes to Lord Jesus save you. Draw them in John 6:44. And we ask you to give each one to the Lord Jesus, because Jesus says in John 16:23-24, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. We're asking because of the blood of covenant in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for ever living to make intercession of each of us, including all the children. I give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Father, for hearing these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you. We plead that and sprinkle the blood of Jesus over all the children, those coming into the body, as well as those that are already in the body of Christ, including all the descendants, every believer, all the global prayer warriors, family members, Pat Holliday's family members, all the family members of every believer. We give you praise, Lord. Plead the blood of Jesus over each of us. And we ask you, Father, for your divine intervention concerning the illegals, particularly those trying to flood across at the border. We know that there's been reports of many, and they probably don't even allow the media in there to report on what's really being done. We ask you to bring to light what's really going on, Father God, and raise up the people that you want for your divine help. But thank you for your obedient angels. We thank you for bringing salvation for walls and bulwarks. We thank you for your favor. Thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your mercy, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you'll deliver us from every plan and wile and scheme of the enemy, in Jesus' name. The Lord is reminding me of the scripture again, Isaiah 60, verse 18. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land. This land is your land, Lord. It belongs to you, Lord. Every place where the sole of our foot treads belongs to you, Lord. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, like it says in Psalm 24 and elsewhere. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, waste nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. Jesus, in you we live and move and have our being. Thank you for being our wall. Thank you, Lord. The enemy comes to rage against that wall, but they can't get through the blood of the covenant. Thank you for being a wall of fire around about and the glory in the midst. Thank you for glory for a defense. Like it says in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5, the glory of children of their fathers. Thank you, Father, for keeping us because of the power of your name, because of the blood of the covenant. We thank you for the Holy Ghost fire around about all the saints and all those in harm's way, Father God, in delivering each one, even those coming into the body of Christ and causing many, many, many to call upon the name of the Lord and be delivered. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. You said, believe in Lord Jesus and you'll be saved in your household. In Acts 16:30, you'll be saved, sozo in the Greek, saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole. And we ask you to do so, and we're in agreement. And we thank you for doing so, Father God. So the fear of the Lord tendeth to life. He that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil, in Proverbs 19:23. Thank you for giving us a holy, holy fear, reverence of you, Lord. We look into your eyes, and your eyes are not only red with wine, your eyes is a flame of fire. God, we have a holy fear of your name, the name above all names. We're all going to stand individually before the judgment seat of Christ to say, well, Marshall, did you do what I asked you to do? Did you walk in love with the faith that comes by hearing my word, spending time in me? It will work. The faith and the love and the faith that's in Christ Jesus will manifest through your life. Did you do what I asked you to do? Help me, Lord, to do so. Because I can't do anything apart from you, Lord. So help me to do so. Help us all to do so, Lord. In Jesus' name, walking humbly with our God as we continually casting all of our cares upon you, for you care for us. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. It's not my righteousness. It's because of the blood of the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of what his name is Jesus. Jesus means Savior. His name is Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And that scripture that Dr. Sabrina quoted in early on in Peter, a peculiar people, it means a purchased people. The word "the peculiar" means purchased. How are we purchased? We're purchased with the blood. We're purchased by the blood of the Lamb. And Jesus is our kinsman redeemer. So thank you for providing all of our needs, including whatever energy we need to get around and about. We thank you for providing vehicles. We thank you, Father God, for delivering us from every plan and wile and scheme of the enemy. And we ask you to do so, not just from elevated fuel prices, Father God, of gasoline, diesel, and natural gas, heating oil, and other things, electric prices. We ask you to deliver us from all plans and wants and schemes of the enemy and show us what you want us to do. Help us all to be wise as serpent and harmless as doves. Order all of our thoughts and our steps, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we do bind you, Satan, every one of your underlings, in Jesus' name. Because you said, Father God, you said, in Mark chapter 3, verse 27, as I'm turning there, you think I'd have that memorized. I'd probably get it pretty close. Help me, Jesus, to do so by the power of your Spirit. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. So Satan, you the strong man, are perpetually bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. In Jesus' name, we're also in agreement according to Matthew 18:18, because Jesus says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We do that together in agreement. And we also do it individually according to your word, Lord, in Matthew 16:18-19 in Jesus' name. Because Jesus says, and I say unto thee, and thou art Peter, and upon this rock, Rock of Revelation, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I, Jesus, I who have all power in heaven and earth, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You, Satan, and all your underlings, not only Beelzebub, all your underlings, not only greed, corruption, false light, every spirit of self-righteousness, all ungodly spirits of stinking thinking, every spirit of ungodly fear, taking anxious thought for tomorrow, every stinking spirit are continually bound and gagged in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant. Every spirit, every mind-blinding spirit is bound. You and all your underlings are perpetually bound, Satan. Every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy, including trying to steal from the saints through fuel price increases or any other thing, perpetually bound in Jesus' name because of the bloody covenant. And we put gags in the mouth of every ungodly spirit, get the hint saying every foul spirit, all continually bound from our position seat in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We command there be no further flow of power communication from the deep from the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those we have, are, and will intercede for in Jesus' name. And including those in the body of Christ, their family members, and all those we've ever interceded for, including all their children. And even those in corporations making decisions about, and those in governmental situations making decisions about what to do that will affect the fuel prices in Jesus. And we bind every ungodly spirit. Father, we ask you to send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to all each one. The Lord Jesus, give each one, Lord Jesus, write their names in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Jesus says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you and send the proper labors to each one. You said the fields are wide unto harvest. Pray you therefore, the Lord of the harvest, he will send forth labors into his harvest. In Luke 10, 2. And we ask you to do so. And we're asking in agreement according to Matthew 18, 19. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you for bringing down the fuel prices in your way and in your time. Our times are in your hands. We ask for your divine help for Governor DeSantis against big tech and any other government official and person that's willing to stand against big tech, Father, in Jesus' name. Well, big tech's not as big as Jesus. Jesus is the name above all names. He has all power in heaven and earth. And Pat Holly used to say, one saint and the Lord Jesus is the majority in Jesus' name. And we stand with Governor DeSantis and those that are standing against those that are trying to control the people against your will, trying to bring in kind of the spirits of ungodly control and mind-blinding spirits and mass hypnotism spirits. You have to get the COVID vaccine. I have to get it. Oh, yes, because we don't want to make Joe Biden upset. So, Father God, we ask you, Father God, to help us all to be delivered from every ungodly mind control spirit in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father God, to overturn every one of these ungodly spirits, Father, in Jesus' name, and ask you to help people to raise up to stand with Governor DeSantis and those that are standing against big tech and grant him not only the legal means, not only the wisdom from on high, but this spiritual help, Father God. There's more with us than with them. The mountains are full, horses are chariots of fire round about all your saints, Father God, all your servants. You said, fear not. There are more with us than with them in 2 Kings 6, starting around verse 16. So we thank you for giving your angels charge over Governor DeSantis and those standing for the truth. We ask you to send warring, linking angels to fight for all of your saints, including Donald Trump, and inspire him to do what you want him to do at the right time and those working together with him, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for overturning the plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy. We thank you, for we know you've been hearing our prayers, Father. And especially as we go through this fast coming up, Father God, in Jesus' name, because you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, yes, your eyes are red with wine, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, repent and renounce every spirit of selfishness, and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land. Please forgive our sins, Lord, including the sins of murdering the children, Father God, and the mass abortion and other nasty, nasty things and the spirits of mind control going on in some of the schools, as Pat Holiday told us about many, many times. Deliver all the children, Father God. Deliver them from the ungodly spirits, including those in the schools and universities, in Jesus' name. Deliver each one from those mind control spirits, Father God. And we ask for grant Governor DeSantis wisdom, your divine wisdom, Father, in Jesus' name, to make the right choices, and those standing with him, in Jesus' name. And we ask you to help the welfare recipients to refuse what they not to be refused. You will not. You take care of the widows and the orphans. We know that the Lord is our shepherd; we shall not want. So those that belong to you, Lord, we know you're definitely going to take care of them. We don't have any question about that because you can't lie. It's absolutely impossible for you to lie, Lord, in Jesus' name. I think Sabrina reminded about these scriptures recently. The Lord reminded me about them again. In Matthew 6, you said in Matthew 6, 31, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we clothe? After all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So as we seek first your kingdom, Jesus is the King of kings and Lord of lords. We know you add all these things. We ask you to inspire those welfare recipients to do so, Father. And we ask you to open the hands and turn the hearts of the people. Lord, you had the eunuch that was in charge of Daniel when he's taken into captivity. You made him to have a tender heart to Daniel, to listen to Daniel. He said he didn't want to eat the things that came from the king's table. the meat that was sacrificed to idols and the wine that was sacrificed to demons. He didn't want to partake of that. Not that there was anything wrong inherently with the meat or the wine, but he ate, what did he have? He had water and pulse, vegetables. He had water and vegetables. And guess what? His countenance was fairer and fatter than all his brethren that partook of the king's table of the meat sacrificed to idols and the wine sacrificed to idols, because he had a heart to please you, Lord. I ask you to give those, and you had the eunuch be willing to say, okay, you don't have to take the stuff from the king's table. You can have your pulse and your water. You can have your vegetables and your water. And you took care of Daniel and his three brothers, the ones that you delivered, Father God, and we give you from the fire. We give you praise and honor and glory for increasing their faith. Thank you that as they listened to your word, they had increasing faith, and we give you praise, and you're no respecter of person. We ask you to deliver all the welfare recipients, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Jesus was reminding me in John chapter 6, verse 35, which I don't have memorized just yet, but he was reminding me today, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. We thank you, Lord, for performing your word for all those that belong to you. We ask you to draw many to the Lord Jesus, that we'll all be rejoicing in the Lord and saying, oh, this is my Jesus. He took care of me. Even as Brother Bill gave a wonderful testimony about a church meal when they had some chicken and some other things, and you multiplied it. And we know you've done that for other saints over the times. And we thank you for multiplying what's needed for the saints that need it, Father. And we ask you to do so. You said, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And even those, Father God, that have not yet received Jesus, we ask you to have mercy on their souls, because we know you're the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe, like it says in Timothy. I ask you to save all the welfare recipients, Father God, and help them to look to Jesus more than to the government. Help them to look more for Jesus' face than just his handout, too. To spend time in his presence, because in his presence is fullness of joy. Praise the Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers concerning the revelation that's been given through different outlets, Father God, not just from Karabotara. There's other sources on the Internet that have talked about what's going on behind the scenes, what the enemy's trying to do. Not that we spend much time looking there, but we, like Pat Holiday used to do, she used to glance there and say, well, what's the enemy trying to do? Oh, I need to pray about that. So we found out, Father God, that the people in communist China who don't worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are trying to harvest DNA from Americans to build race-specific bioweapons. Why would they want to do that? Why would they want to hurt their fellow human beings? Well, maybe they don't know about loving their neighbors themselves. So I ask, Father, for your favor and your protection. And we thank you, Father God. We ask you to confuse what the enemy is trying to do. And even Sabrina prayed that the enemy cannot take our blood and use it in their sacrifices, every witchcraft curse, every witchcraft thing sent against any one of us to steal, kill, and destroy, including trying to take DNA samples from any member of the body of Christ and all the family members of them, every member of the body of Christ, and all those within the sea of the fourth. That includes all the children. And even those calling for help, Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask you to deliver each one from every plan and wile and scheme of the enemy. Thank you for hearing Jesus' prayers for each one of us, because we know he's interceding for each one of us, as he promised us, Lord, in Jesus' name. He's ever living to make intercession for each one of us. He saves us to the uttermost to come to Heavenly Father by him. We ask you to deliver us from this plan and wile and scheme of the enemy. And we claim all the benefits of Psalm 91 for each of us and all those in the United States of America coming into the body of Christ and those that are already in the body of Christ. And even the backsliders that you're drawing back with your amazing agape love. Yes, even while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over each of us, all of our family members, all those we've interceded for, everyone involved with Miracle Internet Church, Miracle Outreach Ministries. The blood of Jesus over each of us, not just Sabrina Sessions, not just Bill Pringle. Every spirit of seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, perpetually bound. Satan, you and all your own things are perpetually bound, and we're all in agreement in Jesus' name. We do overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. We love not our lives unto the death. And Jesus, the word of God, says in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely, without question, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thank you, Lord, for being our shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall to thy side, and 10,000 to thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold, and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord as my refuge, and the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. We shall get his angels for thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone, and thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. The dragon trample under feet. Jesus says in Luke 10:19, in confirming, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and all the power of
Thank you.